Love, 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 love. I love that you're here joining us at Studio Classroom on the air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, how does a common person meet and fall in love with royalty? This is the subject of many fairy tale stories like Cinderella and Aladdin. But today's lesson is not a fairy tale. It's true. The title, of course, is Meghan Markle. How did Meghan Markle meet Prince Harry to begin with? That's what we'll find out about today. And where will they get married? That's something for you to think about. We want to teach you a useful phrase related to getting married. So listen carefully, open up your magazine, and let's begin. So this is love. So this is love.
Meghan Markle. The romance. During the summer of 2016, a mutual friend introduced Britain's Prince Harry and Markle. Though the two lived in different countries, they began dating regularly. Then, nearly a year and a half later, Harry proposed in November 2017. Markle said yes and became the first American to become officially engaged to a British royal. The couple will be married on May 19th in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. The beautiful chapel dates back to 1528.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 mutual 这个形容词 ,mut 这个字根有改变的意思。所以 mutual 是指相互的、彼此的或者是共同的。例如 Tom and his roommate Jason have several mutual interests such as fishing and camping. Tom 跟室友 Jason 有好几个共同的兴趣，例如钓鱼跟露营。或者是 Edward really likes Alice.And he's sure the feeling is mutual. Edward 很喜欢 Alice, 而且也确定 Alice 跟他彼此都有意思。接下来我们看的是 propose 这个动词 ,PRO 这个字首是指向前的 ,POS 这个字根是指放置。所以 propose 是指提议，在这里特别是指求婚。如果要说明求婚的对象的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 Sam is going to propose to his girlfriend tonight.Sam 今天晚上要跟女朋友求婚，他的名词是 proposal,P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L, 意思就是指求婚。所以在美国，一旦女方接受求婚，就等于双方订婚了，不会另外举行订婚仪式。例如 Josie accepted her boyfriend's proposal, and the couple told all their friends about their engagement. Josie 接受了男友的求婚，他们两个向所有的朋友都宣布了订婚的好消息。
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, well, now we're learning about the romance between Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Rebecca, are you most excited about today's part of the lesson?
Oh, I'm so excited. This is the part that I've been looking forward to because it does remind me of a fairy tale.
That's right. And of course, if you get married, you hope to live happily ever after with the person you fall in love with and marry. That was a great shot, by the way, of Meghan and Prince Harry. I'm sure there's a lot of those paparazzi shots, people just taking photos of them all over the place.
Well, of course, a lot of people are very excited. This is a celebrity and, of course, the prince that we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, during the summer of 2016, a mutual friend introduced Britain's Prince Harry and Markle. I guess it was nice that they could just easily meet.
I know, right? Like, how do you meet a prince? Well, this is how, through a mutual friend. Though the two lived in different countries, they began dating regularly. So they lived in different countries, Could we say that this was a long-distance relationship?
I think, Gabe, you're on to something. Mm-hmm. They definitely had a long-distance relationship.
So a long-distance relationship, now that term doesn't appear in our lesson, but that's what this is, or that's what this was, right? This is when one person in the relationship is living a long way away from somebody else, usually in another country.
Right. Now, for some people, long-distance relationships really don't work very well. It can be very difficult because some people feel like in order to get to know the other person, they have to be in the same city, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, a friend recently told me, who is involved in a long-distance relationship, that it's been very good for her and her now fiancé because they talk every night and they end up talking for hours and hours and hours. Whereas if they were living together, mm-hmm. they might do things together, but not necessarily talk.
That's right. It's good to have those heart-to-heart talks. And when you're just limited to the phone or to Skype or something like that, then you have to focus on what you talk about, your conversation, which is a big part of a friendship, which is the most important part of a romance. So that is a good point, Rebecca. Now, I was curious about Markle and Prince Harry, and so I was trying to find out about their relationship. It turns out other people were wondering the same thing. How did they make their long-distance relationship work? And they said, well, it was never longer than 2 weeks that they would spend apart from each other.
Oh, well, it's nice when you have money, right?
I know.
When you have money, you can go visit the other person, and I'm sure that both individuals made sure they took time for the other person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, so a long-distance relationship can be kind of difficult, but they tried to see each other frequently. Then nearly a year and a half later, Harry proposed in November 2017. Here comes the bride. Okay, Markle said yes and became the first American to become officially engaged to a British royal.
So this is big news.
Mm-hmm.
The couple will be married on May 19th in St. George's Chapel. So, Gabe, can we say that they will tie the knot?
Exactly. You see these words here, to tie the knot. Well, they're not here in your magazine, but they're here on the screen. This is a fun way, a fun idiom or phrase that means to get married.
Now, this reminds me, Gabe, of you and Wei.
Yes.
When you guys got married. I guess it's been about a year and a half now, but you guys tied the knot back in
November of 2017.
Yeah.
The same time, the same month that Harry proposed to Meghan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty special, isn't it?
And we have a multiracial wedding, too. Or marriage, anyway. Right?
Right.
So anyway, yes, we tied the knot. Meghan and Markle and Harry will soon tie the knot at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. The beautiful chapel dates back to 1528. Now, you see that phrase, date back to something. That means that it was, if something dates back sometime, that means it was invented or created or built in a certain time.
And this reminds me of Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And this castle dates back to the 1800s.
Okay, so a couple hundred years,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
1800s.
Very nice.
It dates back to that time period.
Mm-hmm. So, friends, if something exists right now, then it dates back to some time. So
mm-hmm.
think of another way or something to talk about to use that phrase. And right now, let's learn about fairy tale weddings in
the Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Many people begin dreaming of their perfect wedding day well before they even start dating.
In one way, someone might describe that perfect day is as a fairy tale wedding. I think most people are familiar with fairy tales, and a main feature in many of them is a beautiful wedding when the main female character marries the prince.
Yes, we see this in such stories as Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, or Snow White. And it is these stories that inspire people to have fairy tale weddings of their own.
For this type of wedding, the bride will typically wear a beautiful, puffy white gown that makes her look like a princess. The wedding venue will also be very beautiful and might be in a vineyard, a cathedral, or even a real castle.
And of course, the groom will need to look as handsome as a prince and may wear something more ornate than the typical black tuxedo.
After the ceremony, the bride and groom may even ride away in a horse-drawn carriage instead of a car.
Fairy tale weddings are so popular that there are many companies that specialize in creating this type of wedding. And of course, many people visit the princess castles at Disney parks to make it really feel like a fairy tale.
小时候我们常听到童话故事的结尾，王子和公主举办盛大的婚礼，从此过着幸福美满的日子。这种非常梦幻的童话故事婚礼就是 fairy tale wedding。Fairy tale 是童话， wedding 是婚礼。在现实生活中，如果要举办这种 fairy tale wedding， 新郎就要穿得像白马王子那样帅气，新娘也要打扮得相当华丽，穿那种公主的蓬蓬裙。最后婚礼结束后，最后有个漂亮的马车载他们离开会场。婚礼的地点可以是古色古香的城堡、大教堂，或是漂亮的庄园。They had a fairy tale wedding in a beautiful church. 他们在一间美丽的教堂举办了童话故事般的婚礼。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Let's see here. Over, under, around, and through. Yes. Oh, hello, friends. You know, there are a lot of fun English idioms. Tie the knot is one of them. And of course, you know what that means, right? If you were paying attention earlier, it means to get married. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will tie the knot very soon. Now let's continue learning about what's expected at their wedding. That should be good.
Meghan Markle. Someone speaking for the prince said that the wedding will be a moment of fun and joy. The live event will be on TV for people around the world to watch. Prince Harry and Meghan hope the public will feel part of the celebrations. After they marry, the royal couple will live in Nottingham Cottage on the grounds of Kensington Palace. Markle and her prince will begin their new lives together with dreams of living happily ever after.
OK, 继续我们看的是 cottage 这个名词。cottage 是指度假小屋。在课文中的 Nottingham Cottage 虽然已经非常宽敞华丽，但是跟皇宫比起来还是算是小屋。例如 ,the family spent their summer vacation at a cottage by the lake. 这个家庭在一个湖畔小屋度过了暑假。或者是 Timothy bought a cottage in Aspen, Colorado. Timothy 在科罗拉多州的 Aspen 买了一栋度假小屋。或者是 the country cottage is well furnished and surrounded by a beautiful garden. 这个乡村小屋家具齐全，而且周围环绕着美丽的花园。之后我们看的是 grounds, 这个复数形名词。grounds 是指大型或者是重要建筑的场地或范围。例如 the guards of the palace grounds are specially trained and wear unique uniforms. 皇家御苑的守卫受过特殊训练，而且穿着特别的制服。如果要说明位于某个场地的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,the medical center is located on the grounds of a university. 这所医学中心位于一所大学的校园中。单数的 ground 就是指地面。 例如, the kids sat on the ground and ate their lunch. 这些孩子们坐在地上吃午餐. And now let's get back to our teachers.
So Gabe, I was doing some thinking.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier that you were married in 2017.
Yes, we tied the knot. You're right.
But if I remember correctly, you actually got married in 2016.
Oh, my goodness. Did I say 2017?
Yes, you did.
Wow. Maybe that's because time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Wow, a year went by already.
Yep. What?
You're right. I was married in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and Meghan got engaged in 2017.
That's right. Well, anyway, speaking of weddings,
mm-hmm.
let's continue on with our lesson here. And I do like that you're tying the knot over there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, someone speaking for the prince said that the wedding will be a moment of fun and joy. Okay, we have someone speaking for someone else. Is that kind of like a spokesperson?
Yeah, perhaps. Okay, so perhaps it was an official spokesperson, the person who was hired to speak for the prince. Or maybe it was just anybody, somebody who represents the prince. Because when you're speaking for somebody, you are representing somebody.
Right. Now, this often reminds me of, I guess, a personal secretary.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go see somebody really important, that person usually has a personal secretary, and you usually have to talk to that personal secretary, and sometimes that person will speak on behalf of this important person.
I like that phrase, too, to speak on behalf of somebody. We could say someone speaking on behalf of the prince said that the wedding will be a moment of fun and joy. The live event will be on TV for people to watch around the world, or for people around the world to watch. So
can we say that it's going to be live streamed?
Yeah, we could say that it's live streamed, or they're going to live stream the wedding. That's really cool. Okay, so this to live stream something, that means to broadcast content live as it's happening.
And this reminds me of our yearly annual Christmas rally program. It is live streamed, at least the one in Taipei is. And so if you're unable to join us for our Christmas program in Taipei, no worries. You can watch it. Well, you can watch it online.
That's right. Because if it has been live streamed, then it's saved somewhere online, right? But you can also watch it at the moment. And that reminds me of when I tied the knot in 2016. My wedding was also partially live streamed. So it was fun. And some friends mentioned that they saw it on Facebook halfway around the world at the time we were getting married in Taiwan.
And that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Prince Harry and Meghan hope the public will feel part of the celebrations. So they want everyone to feel like they're involved or a part of what's going on.
That's exactly right, to feel a part of something. This means to feel as if you're actually participating, or perhaps you're actually there with the people live.
Now, let's say, for example, Michael just started going to a youth group. He's new. And so we could say it took him a while to really feel a part of this youth group.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there is a difference between going somewhere and feeling a part of something, or feeling part of something. So this is their hope. Meghan and Harry hope that people will feel part of their celebrations. We read here, after they marry, the royal couple will live in Nottingham College on the grounds of Kensington Palace. Now, this is quite a beautiful place. I actually tried to look for many pictures, but here's one, anyway, of the statue of Victoria on the grounds of Kensington Palace.
And it's beautiful. Markle and her prince will begin their new lives together with dreams of living happily ever after. It definitely does sound like a beautiful fairy tale story, but one that's not a fairy tale.
Right, but it's nice to have a fairy tale ending. Speaking of endings, it's time for us to end our lesson with
a review skit. Is
Isn't it wonderful? A girl meets a prince and falls in love, and they get married and live happily ever after.
Blah, blah, blah. Sounds like a children's story.
But this story is true. Meghan Markle is marrying Prince Harry.
Who is Meghan Marbles?
Meghan Markle! She is the first American to officially get engaged to a British royal.
Oh, well, she must be someone pretty special.
She is. She was born in Los Angeles. Growing up, she spent time at the studio where her father worked.
So she's comfortable with the acting business.
Oh, yes. She wanted to become an actor from a very early age.
That's not surprising.
Also, she felt strongly about something else. People should be treated fairly.
So she has a passion to help others.
Oh, yes. And here's another interesting fact about Meghan Markle.
What's that?
Her mother is African-American and her dad is Caucasian.
Oh, so she has a mixed race background.
Yes, and she's very proud of that.
So, did she ever become an actor?
Of course. She got a starring role in the popular TV series Suits.
Oh, yeah. I know who Meghan Markle is. Oh, tell me more.
Well, she loves food, travel, and helping those in need.
Ah, helping those in need.
Yes, she uses her celebrity status to improve the lives of others.
That's great. So how did she meet Prince Harry?
Oh, a mutual friend introduced Britain's Prince Harry and Markle.
But they live in different countries.
But that didn't keep them apart. They started dating regularly.
They started, and then?
Nearly a year and a half later, Harry proposed, and Meghan Markle said yes.
And now they're engaged. Oh, so, are you going to the wedding?
Yes, I'm going. Well, going to watch it on TV, that is. It will be a moment of fun and joy.
That's sweet.
It's romantic.
All right, you know, it is fun to try to dream of living happily ever after, but the reality is there are some difficult moments in life, right?
Well, right, and of course there's difficult moments, of course, in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in those moments, that is when you can really truly show someone how much you love them because you push through.
Exactly. Okay, well, I have tied the knot, and I think that this right here would make a great hat for you, Rebecca.
Well, Gabe, thank you, but we'll learn about hats next time.
All right, yes, we will. Right here on
Studio Classroom. Gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.